the Scud. Aye, aye, the lane where Flower resides, a kept saloo be Hazel rides, where beds of greggles out in bloom, below the timber's windless gloom, and git that I've a swung and rod as he's a hung when I were young in Walkley Coombe. T'were there at feast we all did pass the evening on the lane's side grass, out where the gate to let us drew, below the oak trees in the loo, in merry games and fun that made us skip and run with burning sun and sky a blue. But still, there come a scud that drove the tittering maidens from the grove, and there a left where Flowery moaned, without a voice, without a sound, unless the air did blow drew rustling leaves, and drove the raindrops low upon the ground. I lingered there, and missed the noise. I lingered there, and missed our joys. I missed wound's soul beyond the rest, the maid that I'd a liked the best. But where her voice is gay, and where her smiles to play, there's always joy for every breast. For some folk out abroad ha' mirth, but none at home beside the hearth, and some ha' smiles for strangers' view, and frowns for kith and kin to rue. But her sweet voice deval with kindly words to all, both big and small, the whole day drew. And when the evening sky were pale, we heard the warbling nightingale a-draying out his lonesome song in winding music down the drong. And Jenny from her hearth come out, though not in mirth, but held her breath to hear his song. Then while the bird we open bill did warble on, her voice were still, and as she stood avore me, bound in stillness to the Flowery mound. The bird's a joy to zum, I thought, but when he's dumb, her voice will come with sweeter sound.